plagued a potential nugget.
Lovely. Just a few things to wrap up, Karthik.
Sure.
Again, we've discussed about a bunch of things, but three things that they didn't teach you at two business schools, just to make it...
to drive home the point.
Drive home the point.
I think I'll tell you what served me very well. And I think I didn't learn them in business school. I think. It's a little bit of personality and a little bit of iterative learning that helped me understand the world better.
Sure.
One is definitely importance of communication. How you communicate, when, where, why, how actually is a lot of the magic sauce. I don't think we paid any attention to it. Right? I think you should just, that's all you should teach in business school. How do you deal with different stakeholders in life? Right? If you can do that, you're like in most business situations, 80% of the way home.
Correct.
Right? You might not do transactions. That's what I said. You can turn down the person. How you turn the person down is the art.
Correct.
Right? How can you not teach that at business school? So I wonder about that a lot. That's definitely number one. The second, again, it's a personality thing. And and I don't know how you teach it, but I think it's always personal. It's never business. And just the hard learning again. Everything can come back to bite you. Right? And so where is the... And everything shapes you. So how does business, in this notion that it was described by, you know, some Wall Street dialogues or movies, that it's only... It's business, it's never personal. How is that again not filtered into your education? I mean, it's like going to parenting school and being told not how to know how to parent. And being told, this is what happens in the second trimester, third trimester. But when the baby comes, I won't tell you
how
to.
It's a fundamental disconnect, right?
I hear you. I feel very sort of disturbed by that. Because unfortunately, I think there is one segment of the audience in the class who might think this is what we're here for. To be like bang the table kind of aggressive alpha male businessman. And I just feel like that might work for you and five people. What's the rest of the world? Where what's their opinion of that?
Sure.
So that's second. And third, I think we talked a lot about it in business school, but I think what we were not encouraged to do is to apply it in practice a lot more. So your thought frameworks and case studies of what works. So it goes back to your success stories. To some extent, here and there, a professor will throw in a case study in around what didn't work. Now you have a debate about it. My point is both teach you frameworks of how to see risks and see what works, what doesn't work.
Still at a cognitive level, right?
Why? Now tell me, apply it to everything that you are comfortable with and break it down and show me what can be disrupted. So if my point is, it's not about tell me whether Uber was cool. You take an area or the professor gives an area and says traffic or cabs or whatever is broken in the city. Fix it. Come back with an idea. Right? So it used to be projected as business plan competitions, entrepreneurship classes. I think that's bullshit. Everybody should go through it. It's just so limiting in thinking of, oh, if I can make money off this, what is the idea?
It's fascinating, actually. It's almost like the difference between reverse engineering what's working in the world versus programming the world for the future, which is a very different mindset, right? And the B-School is often about reverse engineering what's working in the world today. Which necessarily does not translate to building the future. Right?
I might be paraphrasing, but there's a very famous quote, right? The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man does not. And the world progresses because of the unreasonable man.
Yep.
So that, again, when you're sitting in business school, why are you educating an entire bunch of 800 people, 500 people to go and play by the playbook and not change it? So this framework for change, I don't think is driven hard enough, deep enough. And I think it should be part of every course, every curriculum. So we say you're doing HR building, where is the world going? Like, why is a new media outlet today projecting the future of jobs? Why isn't like a business school doing it? You're supposed to be the pioneers in this thought leadership. So it's there in theoretical frameworks, but I don't think the students are forced to apply it. So I missed all that. I just feel like wow, that's all business school should have been about, these three, four things.
And one piece of advice, career or life advice that stuck with you the most?
Advice is, it took a long time, but I think advice has come down to where I'm at in life today, which is the cliched, you know, love what you do and you'd never have to work a day in your life. Once you're sitting in this position, you appreciate the earnings, the income, the learnings from everything you've done, but you wonder, what nonsense, why would I do anything else? And why isn't everyone in that position?
Right.
I don't expect everyone to miraculously, it's luck of the draw. You can find it in your second year, you can find it in your 10th, you can find it in your 15th. But I think if you're not striving for it, you're going to be miserable.
That's an interesting point. Again, that segues to the next question, which is about, one is about attributing it to luck. But is there a way, again, if we sort of pick up the transition from B-School as a moment where you make a choice in direction, and then maybe subsequently how we navigate our ship, is there some headline thought on what one could do to maximize the odds of finding oneself in this position of loving what you do?
I think it's difficult, and I don't have an easy solution for it. Maybe goes back to one of those things, what they didn't teach you at B-School. And it's a tough one. I mean, B-School is trying to... So I gave a lot of soft stuff. It's not easy to build into curriculum openly, sure, right? But and curriculum is tough as is. They're trying to teach you every aspect of business that you can possibly cram into 2 years.
Sure.
And if you go into some of the European schools in 1 year.
Yeah.
So where's the time for anything else? But if you're truly going there to sort of change course, try to find your path, trying to see where you want to be in 15, 20 years, shouldn't there be, again, more application of time and mind to that point? So at one level, there is. Within 3 weeks of joining business school, the first pre-placement talks and all of that start, right? So there is that orientation is there, but I think it's very bland. The company is coming and telling you what it does.
It's a series of sales pitches, right?
By the companies.
Exactly.
Where are the people? Where are the roles? Why aren't these Q&A video says webinars with alums who are actually in the industry? So why am I not being invited by IMB or Wharton to tell them what post 15, 20 years of working, where I'm at and what... The same, this blog post that you're doing is fascinating because I think that's what all
the B-School... That's one of the objectives of why I'm doing what I'm doing, right?
Which is amazing that you're doing it, but that's what every B-School kid should be doing it at age 23. So at least it goes back to the very first point you asked me. Why two MBAs and how... It's the path. I'm not saying I'll define the path for you. It's fraught with 8 different roads, right? And some of it is design, some of it is fate, right? So you can't judge that on day one. But at least the end goal becomes somewhat nebulously clear, right? That is shockingly absent in most people's thought process. Because you're either working off a very limited set of data on what that job looks like from the outside and not understanding from the inside. And sometimes you'll talk to your guys who are 2 years out. Because the poor guys are sent to pitch. They say, aap, 2 saal pehle you got hired by out of Wharton or IMB. Go talk to your kids. What the hell do they know, yeah? It's the guy who's actually spent 20 years who knows.
Through that journey, right?
Yeah. Let him speak passionately. I'm not saying you should diss it. Banking is great for A, B, C, D, not for X, Y, Z.
That's correct.
So A, B, C, D, sit up on a pedestal and tell why banking is great. Mingle with that person over a drink and say, am I this guy? Do I want to be this guy? No? Let me get the hell out of this banking room.
Right.
It's as simple as that if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of choices I made were like that. I just didn't see myself as a consultant. I didn't see myself as having that discipline, that framework, that... I think most people say I'm a great advisor. I am a consultant in some sense. But not in that frame application of how the output is arguably fee for giving advice.
Right.
Whereas I wanted it to be a principal role.
Understood.
So like my wife jokes now you give other people money to give advice.
That's fair actually. That's a smarter way of deploying your skills.
The big takeaway for me from this conversation, which resonated with me, was the point around the how versus the what. The business school education is often focused around understanding the whats, This is arguably a little more pronounced in India than other markets. The focus is often on what is finance, what is operations, what is marketing. Even HR and OB are often taught at a cognitive and a cerebral level. Nobody really dwells too much on the how you build relationships, how you turn down an individual, how you have hard conversations, how do you give feedback. Some organizations have good training programs that address this gap early on, but quite often it's a hit or a miss. And when I look around my cohort from IMA, around the 20-year mark, other things being equal, the people who've scaled up on some of these parameters are the ones who've risen through the ranks and have driven outcomes in whatever they've done. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.